this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you how to get verified on every single platform. Well, at least all the platforms that you can get verified on. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel Peterson. I am excited to talk about verification because, believe it or not, this is one of the questions I get the most. Now, before we dive into this episode, please do not shoot me. I am just the messenger. Sometimes people get really angry about the topic of verification, which is such a weird dichotomy. That's not even the right word. It's such a weird concept. In fact, there's one person on TikTok who I have never had a conversation with, but he is continually like having everyone tag me in videos asking for him to be verified. And sometimes he's coming at me a little bit aggressively and I'm like, hey, this isn't something that like can just always happen for everyone. So before we dive into this episode, I want to be super clear about this. Verification is an amazing gift. It is not guaranteed. It is not granted for anyone. There are general parameters that help to make it possible, but there is no hard and fast rule about these things. There will be people with massive followings that never get verified. There will be people with small followings that will sometimes get verified across multiple platforms. But just remember this, just because there are fake profiles creating lookalikes and confusion in the marketplace doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to get verified. Just because you had a song on a hit TV show doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get verified. But I'm going to share with you, generally speaking, how many of the verifications happen on different platforms. Cool? All right. Awesome. Now that we got that pre-frame out of the way, my very first verification happened on Facebook, my Facebook profile. Now, this happened, I want to say, about 3 years ago, and at that time, several people had been creating fake profiles of me, and so I sent Facebook pictures of the fake profiles that were trying to sell crypto. Now, I contacted them by going to rachelisqueen.com that will redirect you to Facebook's customer service. Some people have the chat or email option available with customer service. Some people don't. I can't tell you who does and who doesn't because I'm not Facebook. But go there on desktop, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That's rachelisqueen.com. That's where I sent the proof and the screenshots of the accounts that were impersonating me and damaging my brand. Thankfully, Facebook agreed with me, and I woke up one day to the beautiful blue checkmark on my Facebook profile. Facebook pages seem to be more difficult to get verification for. There are two levels of verification. There is first the white or gray checkmark, and there is secondly the blue checkmark on Facebook pages. I actually have no idea when Facebook decides to give you a blue checkmark on your Facebook page. I have tried to get it before. I've never gotten it. Once again, I would assume it comes from going to rachelisqueen.com. Monday through Friday, contacting customer service, having proof of brand confusion. That could be one way. But there are added benefits behind the scenes, including oftentimes your Facebook ad managers are less likely to get shut down. You're less likely to get in trouble with Facebook as long as you're following the rules. There are some added benefits, and I want to make this happen. So I'll be updating you guys as soon as I actually do get that yes, that go ahead, that you're verified on your Facebook page. The white and gray verification happens when you verify information inside of your settings. So what's interesting is that's a different level of verification. That's just proving like I am the owner of this business. And the interesting thing about that one is that it can come about when you verify most of the time like a physical location for your business. I did this with like, we have a PO box that has an actual address and I use that. Now, my next verification that came through was Instagram. And this one is super anticlimactic. People get super annoyed when I share this, but I'm totally fine with that. So what I did is inside of the Instagram app, there's actually a place where you can apply for verification. I'm going to pull it up and see if I can find the exact spot while we're here on this podcast right now. So you go to your profile, you select the three little lines that pull up your settings. I believe you go to settings, and somewhere within there, you may see something that says something about verification. I personally have it when I click on the settings that says account. And if I scroll down, there's a button that says request verification. And you fill out this request verification form. You're going to fill out your full name, what you're known as, the category, a photo of your ID. Sometimes they may even ask for further verification after this. And they're going to say, please send us a photo of you holding your ID or a photo of you smiling with this phrase written down on a piece of paper. And it sounds really weird. Ignore that if it doesn't come from Instagram.com. If there are typos in the email, there's a good chance it's spam. It's better to be safe than sorry with this. So I would just be very, very careful with replying with photos of your, you know, license or anything like that, unless you know for sure it is from Instagram. And that's going to have an Instagram domain in the email. Cool. That one came within a couple of weeks. The third time I applied. Generally speaking, it's easier to get Instagram verification when you're over 100,000 followers, but there is a domino effect that happens with verification. So having verification on my Facebook profile made Instagram verification easier. The more verifications you have, the easier it is to get many of them, which is very, very interesting. Now, Instagram verification also is going to take a look at the press that you have. Once again, people always send me a ton of Instagram messages being like, I have press verify me. And I'm like, you do know I don't work for Instagram or Facebook, right? Like, or TikTok, any of these platforms. I don't work for them. I'm just giving you some guidance that helped me and help my clients. That's all I can do. So on YouTube, there's a little gray verification that happens. It's not guaranteed, but it opens up as an option when you cross 100,000 subscribers. I'm getting close. I think today I crossed 80,000 subscribers on YouTube. I'm so excited about that one. I can't even handle it. Like, I'm not even gonna play it cool. That one was so hard to grow. I just can't wait. And so I know that somewhere inside of analytics or settings on your profile, there's a place to apply for verification. But once again, it is not guaranteed. But many people experience that option opening up at 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Now, Twitter is a different beast because Twitter used to allow you to apply. Today, you can only get verified on Twitter if you have an inside rep, like someone who can put you forward for it. It's very difficult to get. There's actually kind of like some interesting buzz behind the scenes about sketchiness with the verification on Twitter, but it's just kind of good to know. Now, TikTok is another one that is interesting. This was my most recent verification. TikTok verification is not guaranteed based on a certain number of followers, nor is it guaranteed based on a certain amount of visibility. Now, a certain amount of being a public figure, I'm talking a celebrity, a musician, a huge public figure on, you know, in politics or on the news, that can increase the chances of getting verified. I got verified around, I want to say 27,000 followers on TikTok, and that's because I already had two verifications. I have tons of press, including Forbes and Entrepreneur and all these huge platforms, not just like BuzzFeed, right? And you have to have a TikTok rep that you are submitting the verification form to. Now, not all reps are created equal. Some reps are specifically designated for verification or problems with being a creator. Now, remember, TikTok recently stopped auto-verification after 1 million to 4 million, meaning they're not just saying yes to people for verification just because they reach 1 or 4 million followers. a lot of times people with 200,000 to 500,000 followers will be like, why am I not verified? And it's because for a while, TikTok was handing out verifications just because people built a big platform. That's no longer the case. They're saying no to even people with a million or in some cases, 4 million followers. So the best advice that I have is to continue growing, continue getting press, continue the pursuit of becoming a public figure. And the truth is, my motto is to just grow so big and become so not powerful, but like influential that they can't ignore me anymore. And that seems to work pretty darn well. I hope this episode has served you. If you have not yet done so, head on over to my YouTube channel where I break down a lot of things, including what the portal looks like for requesting verification on Instagram, how to get verified on TikTok in depth. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now. Sure.